Prime Minister Melas Tuesday declared war on what he referred to as greedy business people, blaming them for sharp price increases that boosted Ethiopia's inflation rate to 20%. In a speech to Parliament, he lashed out at what he called fraudsters, who recently caused a 5- to 10-fold increase in the price of salt in a single day. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Melas announced establishment of a task force to prosecute businesses engaged in what he calls persistent illegal exploitative activities.
Such greedy and illegal business persons will only respond when each has been identified and punished. As a result, the government has decided to completely change its approach towards those committing economic crimes. A task force comprising members from the Ministry of Trade and Industry, the Federal Police, and the National Security and Intelligence Service has been set up to permanently monitor illicit activities and take prompt legal measures as necessary.
The Prime Minister urged all citizens to cooperate by providing information about those engaging in price gouging. Mr. Melas also announced two other inflation-fighting measures, an immediate end to sales taxes on food grains, and sharp restrictions on the growth of the money supply. At the same time, he described Ethiopia's economy as healthy. He predicted the country's economic growth rate would top 10% for the fifth year in a row. Opposition leaders questioned the claim of economic health. Lawmaker Temesgun Zudi pointed to recent reports that 9 million Ethiopians are facing drought-induced famine. He called Mr. Melas' response unacceptable. Speaking through a translator, Lidetu Ayelu of the Ethiopian Democratic Party called the report of 10% economic growth misleading because the growth does not touch millions of impoverished people.
There are people that are being left behind. So there's a problem of distribution, of reaching everyone. Therefore, the economy is not fully healthy. Someone with high blood pressure cannot be considered as fully healthy. He can fall. If this problem is not resolved, we cannot say the economy is healthy.
Prime Minister Melas shrugged off the criticisms. In his rebuttal, he likened Ethiopia's economic condition to a common cold, but he acknowledged several setbacks, including a recent discovery that a significant portion of the country's gold reserves is fake, and the arrest of several people allegedly involved in a black market money-changing scheme. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.